Let's turn now to a woman who's taken on one of the toughest jobs around. Monique Pressley is the lead attorney for beleaguered comedian Bill Cosby. And as NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, Pressley has projected poise under the glare of public scrutiny.
To watch Monique Pressley on TV, you'd never know this is her first time defending a celebrity this big against charges of this magnitude. Here she is on MSNBC talking about Cosby's defamation lawsuit against former model Beverly Johnson.
What we're doing now in a court of law is requiring people like Ms. Johnson to actually prove what they've said. And I would assert to you today, as we did in the complaint, it cannot be done.
When attorney Gloria Allred, who's representing several alleged Cosby victims, went on NBC and said,
"When are you going to debate me, Monique, on MSNBC, on the Thomas Roberts show? Let's have it out."
Monique Pressley responded,
"We as attorneys do what attorneys do. We're not in high school. We don't debate. We're not politicians running for office."
Not long after she was hired by Cosby, Pressley talked to Tom Joyner on his top-rated urban morning radio show.
"You know, Monique Pressley, I never heard of you before this, but just listening to you just now, I think Bill Cosby has chosen a very good attorney, because you broke that down."
Monique Pressley is from Galveston, Texas. In high school, she won honors on the debate team. Her bio lists a law degree from Howard University, where she later went on to help make history. In 2005, she coached a team of law students for a mock trial competition. They won, beating 18 law schools, including the reigning champions from Harvard. This was a first for an historically Black law school.
She was tough.
Chris Stewart was on that team. Today, he's an attorney in Atlanta.
"Who you are seeing on television is exactly who she is. She will talk to you the way she talks in those interviews. Firm. She's not going to play around. She's not going to let somebody, you know, misquote her or misquote her client. And you better memorize everything, because she already has."
Pressley was a public defender and an assistant attorney general for the District of Columbia. Today, she runs her own firm. Her website says she's also an ordained minister. In 2013, she founded Monique Pressley Ministries. On her radio show, Breathe Through It, one guest was the prominent religious figure, Bishop T.D. Jakes.
"His new book, Instinct, The Power to Unleash Your Inborn Drive, is topping lists and taking this world by storm."
TV legal analyst Roland Martin, who's known Pressley for 30 years, says her faith is deeply important to her.
"She comes from a strong faith background. Her godfather was a prominent Catholic priest, and so it plays a tremendous role."
Pressley is a regular guest on Roland Martin's weekly legal segment on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. As Pressley tells it, one of Cosby's loyal supporters heard her talking about his case and suggested he hire her. Former prosecutor and Cleveland State University law professor Lolita Buckner Innes thinks Pressley's gender and race were key credentials.
"Her gender and her race matter because Bill Cosby is being charged with sexual assault of several women. A large number of those women are white women. I think there's a certain extent to which the idea of racial solidarity plays in here, the idea that if an intelligent, well-spoken Black woman stands with Bill Cosby on this, then perhaps some of those people who accuse Bill Cosby are lying."
Monique Pressley declined to be interviewed for this profile. Buckner Innes says there will be an epic demonstration of theatrics and legal performances from both sides, and advises those watching to be skeptical. This week, Pressley and her client Bill Cosby had some good news. The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office declined to file criminal charges against Cosby, though he still faces a criminal charge in Pennsylvania and multiple civil suits. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.